construction. I hate this road.
Are you filming now?
Of course I am.
You should have told me. I would have turned off the radio.
Yes. If anybody's curious, this is Amber's first trip here. Yay!
I'm looking at the shiny.
I know, there's a lot, and they have a whole bit of applique. There's a trim room, there's the spandex room. Yeah, you're gonna have fun. So just a matter of where you want to go first.
Well, I already know what I'm here for.
Which means...
I am here for cotton or broadcloth.
Okay, then we are gonna head to the cotton / broadcloth area.
I love that they have signs telling people to kindly put their things back. Please pick up after yourselves, because that's what a good customer should
do. Considering the size of this place, yes. So, all of the bat ticks are gonna be that way.
I want solids.
And then all of the cottons are going to be this way. Okay. And oh, look, I see people that I know.
Why does that not surprise me? Just, you know everybody.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Nice stash.
Stash?
Yeah, you've got a little bit growing in.
Yeah, I need a shave, thanks. How's it going?
It's going.
Been since Akon, since I've seen you, actually, so.
A-Fest?
Nope,
I was at Dragon
Con. He went to Dragon Con, like, all the cool people.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Totally. Yeah, I'm curtain shopping.
That's what we're here for. It's fabric shopping day. Yay!
It is fabric shopping day.
It is. Cheap is definitely good.
Of course, all of the trims and tassels and whatnot.
Shiny.
Yeah.
Are we talking about that in the car?
Lots of trims.
Shiny.
We do not want shinies, but as you can imagine, it is like lots of the upholstery fabric. Oh, yes.
It's like everybody gives up what they have left in stock and just hands it to these guys.
Pretty much, yeah. And I mean, you got everything from pillow covers to... Yeah.
Most of this looks pretty heavy duty.
Mm-hmm.
See? Looky. This is the right color, it's just not the right fabric.
That's a nice color, too.
It is a nice color, which is the color of my pillowcase.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, when you go to fabric stores, if you're looking for a particular color, bring a sample. Don't just assume that you can remember what color you want, because your memory is not going to be accurate. Been there, done that.
Done that.
We know that. Also, if you bring a computer printouts may or may not be accurate too, because it depends on how good your printer is, how much ink you have, resolution.
I use my phone.
That works too. If you can bring the device with you, or if you have a tablet.
Oh, tablet.
I have my tablet, I just don't have a picture.
I have all my pictures on my phone. Yeah, you get the loosey-goosey fabric here. We don't want that.
Yeah, not only is that not sturdy, but it's a pain to sew and it's a bigger pain to wash.
Or if you want the American flag.
No, I don't really want to hang that up. Well, I mean, not as curtains.
Not as curtains.
No, I don't want to sound unpatriotic by saying I don't hang the flag, because you already called me unpatriotic for not liking bacon. So I don't want to be
Again,
more
she doesn't like bacon.
Or gravy. I don't want to be more unpatriotic.
Also, yeah, some nice giant bolts. Sequins! So awesome. I have zero use for the sequins. I just think that's awesome.
Well, if you ever wanted to make a cocktail dress, that's what you'd make it out of.
Or if you want to go with, like, snazzy flapper outfit.
Well, not the material I'm looking for.
This is
not the fabric you are looking for.
No. But that's stretch velvet. Huh? You don't get that at Joann's.
There's a lot of things you can't get at Joann's.
No, there's a lot of things.
For a decent price.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because price matters with fabric. Price, quality, durability. What am I missing? Washability.
Washability, that's a good one. Cleanability.
Yeah, can you iron it?
Yeah.
Poplin is a pain in the
tush.
Tush. to iron? Can you sew it? Because half these things we're looking at, you'd have to have at least a ballpoint needle.
Oh, God, yes.
And many hours of patience. And a lot of thread.
Lots and lots of thread.
Yeah. So, needless to say, this is not the fabric I am looking for.
So you realize at one point I'm going to have to ask you what you think about Disney buying LucasArts.
That will be discussed.
And saying Princess Leia is now a Disney princess. Oh, I have such disgust for that.
I find that funny.
Oh my God. Well, she's probably the coolest one now.
No, Disney already has a new princess coming up. And that's already controversial.
Oh yeah, the one that's Hispanic but not really Hispanic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Disney.
Woo!
Although, since that doesn't really have anything to do with cosplay or fabric.
Well, kind of does. One of us would want to dress up as a Disney princess.
No, I'd be the one wanting to dress up as Leia, because I have the hair to do it.
Alright, head down this way. Down we go. So here is some of the wonderful leather.
Yep, leather, vinyl,
the rug stuff.
There's some nice brocades over here.
Yeah. So now you're going to get into more.
Tablecloth style. Lots of upholstery fabric.
Yeah, this is the one thing that I really like about this place. And when I do move out, I'm going to definitely come here and get fabric. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you can get the pink fuzzy fabric.
Well, if you ever wanted a 70s apartment, this shag is the way to go. Or you can make your own rugs.
Wow.
If you want bearskin.
Hey, this is your place.
Yeah. See, most of this is heavy canvas. That's pretty if it weren't, like, bright hot pink. But I like the,
That's really pretty.
I like the... I think it's jacquard?
You know what? It might
be.
It might be. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
It's not quite, but it's almost there, yeah.
It may just be a brocade. For those who don't know, those are different types of weaves.
Hey, there is a difference.
There is a difference. Shiny. Lots of things. All these things have glitter in them. Why?
Because people like shiny things.
Ooh, I love the embossing on that.
Oh, that's gorge.
I don't know what I would ever use that for besides maybe making a belt.
Oh, but I would totally make a belt out of it.
That is awesome.
Dude, that's genius.
And they have camel embossed too. Plus, if you're a Rennie, you can make gauntlets and leather armor out of these.
I totally want to make a belt out of that now.
You could.
Dude, I gotta figure out what I can do that for.
This is $12.50 a yard. So if you got 1 yard, you could make a heck of a lot of belts.
Yeah.
That's actually why I bought vinyl at Joann's. I bought it to make belts out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cheap belts, but they're
but
belts.
My thing is that I'm still trying to get black leather for Asajj Ventress, and she has a lot of leather. But I want the nice-looking leather.
So
I don't want
the cracky
leather.
I wish I could find a way to use the camel, because I like this color better than I like
the black. There's got to be something.
Yeah, just because my apartment has a lot of this in the accent. There's not a lot of black in my apartment. There's a lot of brown.
There's the pretty fabric.
Brown. Oh, yeah.
If you're curious, there's the tag. Enjoy. And then this is all for going to be more drapery stuff here, but it's going to have a lot of trims. But there's a couple of bolts of stuff back there, but I think that's mostly crushed velvet. And look, more purple.
Yay!
Fuzzy purple!
Well, as much as I would not mind velvet, because it would give a richness to it...
It is a bitch to clean. I don't care. It's a bitch to clean. Yeah. This one is fleecy.
Yeah. This is this is cheap.
And she laughs at me, but it's so awesome. No, dude, did you not see the pictures of me petting the spandex?
Nope.
I'm gonna put this is gonna be in the podcast now. Me petting the spandex.
I see more purple.
Mm-hmm.
It looks kind of flimsy.
It is the flimsier sheer. Purple.
Yep, those are shears.
Yeah. It's more the crinklies.
Now, of course, for the podcasters, for the potters, you've probably seen us go around and feel all the fabrics. When you go to a fabric store, you should do that.
This would make...
You honestly should do that because you want to feel the texture of the fabric, and you also want
to... Hang on.
Okay. Yeah, you do that.
You keep talking.
Make sure if you do this that you're clean, you have bathed, because you don't want to get the fabric dirty, because somebody else might want to buy this. I mean, unless you've bought this, don't, like, lick it.
I am a very clean individual, thank you very much. I take showers on a daily basis.
In general. But also make sure that you lift up a panel of it.
Right.
To get the what they call the hand, which is the drape, to see how flowing the fabric is, how heavy is it, you know, depending on whatever you're using it for. But you kind of want to get a feel, literally, pun intended, for how the fabric's going to act when you actually sew with it, regardless of whatever you're using it for. So for, in my case, curtains, I would want something very drapey, very flowy. I wouldn't want something very stiff. So I have to feel the fabric, which you haven't seen me doing on camera, but I have actually been kind of surreptitiously going by and feeling the fabric. And
she's a lot more dainty about it. I really, like, go in and grab it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I like to pull and tug and make sure.
I don't want to get my body oils all over it. Because I tend to sweat a lot.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just...
I'll cut that part out.
The more you know about your Cospod host.
Ding! Rainbow. And for anybody who's wondering, we are at Golden Door Fabrics. This section is basically great for if you want to do a plushie costume, like craziness. It is over in the drapery section. To the right.
It's also good if you want to do formal wear.
Oh, yes.
Because there's a lot of velvet sateen, so if you're looking to do like a prom dress or something, or a homecoming, that's what this kind of fabric is for. Also, if you end up wanting to do something like a sundress or a swimsuit cover, I know it's out of season.
So pretty.
But these are all really
Except in Texas.
Well, yes.
It is always swimming season in Texas.
These are all very lightweight, very shiny kind of fabrics.
Cheery fabric.
They drape very well, and they have no weight to them.
Mm-hmm.
Remnants.
Yeah, they have a giant section of just remnants all cut out, ready to go.
Remnants, for those who don't know, are just scrap pieces of fabric that have been cut off a bolt and could not be used as a full purchase. So if you wanted 3 yards and there were only 2 yards on the bolt, they'd put the 2 yards into a remnant. And these are good if you need little pieces of fabric for filler, if you need it for lining, if you need it for, say, the inside of armor. And there's all these little things. I mean, heck, if you needed to make a tablecloth.
There you go.
Remnant's not a bad idea.
I know in my case, I have one costume I'm making completely out of remnants, because that's all I needed, so.
Yeah. And some of them you'll see, they tend to have
sometimes
irregularities
on
them.
You always gotta check them.
Yeah. But then again, you also get what you pay for. These remnants are 99 cents, so a dollar for, you know, a yard of fabric. Some
totally
of these are gonna be
worth it.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
If it were darker, I could live with this for a curtain.
You know, that's not bad.
It's just not quite as dark as I want it with a pillowcase. Now, the two together would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's not quite the color I want.
It's a really nice one, actually.
And of course, I'm willing to compromise a little bit on the color, but not that
much.
Because then I'd have to buy all new stuff.
And we don't want that. Sequins and ruffles and oh, so many shinies.
Oh, there you go. Shiny zebra.
I know. Like, I love the fact that this is all sequins. WTF.
Snake skin. Or alligator skin, too. Which, if you're buying fabric, watching for sales.
By the way, spandex room.
Watch your step.
Yoink. Yep, and this is all stretch vinyl and such.
Oh, okay. So this is more of a stretch room than all spandex.
Yeah, it's a stretchy room.
Okay.
Darn. I was hoping they would get a bolt in of non-shiny. Because I need matte red. Which is a butt to find, apparently.
So you want the vinyl in matte?
Yep. They do exist. I've bought...
Doesn't that kind of defeat the whole definition of vinyl?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought a vinyl was shiny.
I have used matte vinyl many, many, many times. That is super shiny. Ugh. I'm disturbed by the hole there.
Armhole?
It's a hole with camo. But as you can see, if you ever need anything stretchy, this is like the best place to go.
Yeah, this is good for swimsuits, for dance suits, for undersuits if you wear
superhero costumes.
Yep. There's a lot of uses for stretchy fabric. Plus, you get to cheat a little bit.
Yes.
You can cheat a little on your seams and on your sizing. Not much.
Not much.
But it gives you a little bit of leeway.
Yeah. And then, of course, more trims, all their buttons and such.
This one's so sheer.
I know.
Because, see, this is...
It's pretty freaking right close, yeah.
But no. No. It's slightly too sheer.
Amber has a sad.
Yes, I am sad. It is not quite... See, this is kind of like what I have up there right now. It's just not as shiny.
Oh, okay.
It's not as shiny. It's more like this side than the other side. But this is basically what I have up right now.
That's a pretty
color. It's that kind of knit. And it has Chinese dragons in gold embroidered on the other side of it.
Oh, okay. That's really pretty.
And I've actually dropped candle wax on it once. It wasn't my fault. It happens.
It does happen.
If you ever drop candle wax on something, incidentally, you put a brown paper bag over it, and then you take a warm iron and you iron it off so that the brown paper bag absorbs the wax. That's how you get it out.
This is like Cospod Tips Day, too.
Hey.
We're fabric shopping.
I'm generous.
We're fabric shopping and giving away tips.
Tips and tricks.
Oh, by the way, so late. By the way, always remember to bring your measuring tape with you. I was a dumb butt and I forgot mine.
Because sometimes, bring measurements.
Or something, you know, just so you can size everything properly. Because sometimes it says one size, but it's really probably not.
Yeah. Or if you're looking for small measurements, if you know the measurement of, you know, say a part of your body, like your hand. Like, if I know that my hand is 7 inches long, then I can use that to measure. Or if I know that my arm is 2 feet long, then I can, you know, kind of rough it.
Yeah.
So...
Well, this is a sad face.
Well, you don't always find what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's part of the hit or miss.
Especially with a place like this where it's not regular stock. It's just whatever is...
Whatever they can get on sale in bulk.
Pretty much. So, unfortunately, it's kind of a hit or miss. Especially if you want something specialty like home decor fabric.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want basic things like spandex, there's always the basics.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for something... particular, then it doesn't always work out.
It's a hit or miss situation, which kind of sucks.
Yep. Okay, more trim.
Yeah, there is a ton of
more
trim.
Stretchy, more shiny.
Lots of buttons and trim and more trim and more trim!
Not quite what I'm looking for.
Pretty
I'm
though.
I'm looking for a leaf trim.
Oh, leafy trim.
Although this is pretty too.
That's really pretty.
I like that. It's very understated, but elegant. Yeah, because I wanted to make a curtain for over my bathroom door.
Ah.
And I wanted to get just plain beige fabric and put leafy trim on it.
So I gotcha.
Very nature-ish. So it's very, see, they've even got miniature pleats.
Yeah, I've seen them do the mini pleats. Mini pleats!
They're cute. And they've got the knife-pleated ones up here.
That's it. Look at all of the freaking trim.
This is like the pleated rack. Because all of that trim is pleated.
You don't get this at your normal hobby store.
No. At least not until, like, the week of Black Friday, in which case they suddenly, mysteriously increase their inventory. Which I'm not complaining about, because I like the increase in inventory as much as the next one. Or down. Probably there's not that many guys fabric shopping. It's like, guys can go fabric shopping too. I know plenty of guys that actually sew very well.
I don't know if maybe it's just being uncomfortable because it's a very womanly place. That's kind of cute.
I was looking at that. It's like, oh, that's almost leafy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I think they call that French squirrel, that style.
Now,
see, this is pretty.
Now, see,
but
now,
I don't want the pleats.
Yeah, the pleats are not so good. Now, see, For macrame, that would be the double knot. It's just a simple double knot. Mm-hmm. But that's macrame. That's not macrame, though.
See, I can go for something like this in green, too. And that's kind of leafy.
Oh, that's cute.
It's the simple open lace with ribbon through the different holes.
We're bopping my camera along to the music. Camera's getting a little hot.
Yeah, this is another area where you should always bring measurements with you. The mass. See, they even sell headbands.
Yep.
Where you can make your own custom bands. And see, I have a lot of this. This is what they call Roman or Celtic. This is very popular for Halloween costumes that are Roman or Celtic in nature.
And then you got the nice shiny version of it.
The black and silver version. And see, I really like these.
See, that's
the brocade
pretty.
Look. Or even this.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is almost Christmassy. You could pair it with red and make tablecloths or runners out of it.
Or if you want to go, like, Native American.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they have all sorts of neat stuff. They've even got music trim, which, as a musician, I approve.
Here's the thing. You'd be surprised how difficult it is to find these little nuances here and there. It's... When you have only Hobby Lobby and Joann's to work with, it kind of makes it difficult. So places like these make me very happy. And I'll post directions on the website because, you know, I have no problems promoting Golden Door. They are awesome.
Yep, and occasionally they do run sales. Just check their website.
Yep.
They'll give you coupons.
Down this way, towards the exit. Head on forward.
Hard to do with this because I feel the scrunchie loosening as I pop my head. It's like, okay.
And for me, I have my headrest on mine, so I always pick up.
That's why I took my headrest off. Just go ahead with this. Because I showered this morning, so I have a lot of hair and it's all wet, and I don't want a wet shirt. So I always put it up. But that makes the headrest almost impossible.
To use, yeah.
When I go on long road trips, I take it off too.
That's what I do too. Song. We're having karaoke in the car.
I love singing in the car.
I do too, and I think it's so silly when people look at me funny. I'm like,
I don't care if they look at me funny because they can't hear me.
I know.
I mean, not that I would care if they could, because at least I sing in pitch, which is more than I could say for some people, but they can't hear me. It's not like I'm singing loudly enough that they can hear me, so it doesn't really matter.
I usually have, like, if it's not Led Zeppelin, it's probably Queen on in the car, so...
This is kind of a Queen-ish sort of song.
Yeah, they're kind of... They have their moments where they're really high or they're really...
Looks.
This is such a bitch of a place to go through.
And this, kids, is why you carry insurance.
Yeah.
Because crazy people cut you off and drive without signaling.
Enjoy the road.
I urge all cosplayers to be good drivers and signal where you're going.
If not for our safety, then for the safety of everyone around
Save
you.
Save a cosplayer, use a turn signal.
Ooh! Now I want that. We're making that into a bumper sticker. I'm Save going on my Zazzle account and I'm making that a bumper sticker. That'll be up on our Facebook page in a week. We're gonna start making money off of this.
I was gonna say, then we can't be a non-profit anymore.
We'll just donate the proceeds somewhere.
That's true.
Habitat for Humanity, or we can do it to Locks of Love, or I don't know. Those are my two favorites. Also, what's the other one?
T.R. Rose, the Extra Life.
Extra Life. There we go. It's all going to Extra Life.
The video game
marathon
charity for hospitalized kids.
I always donate to that every year to my brother, because he always plays.
Speaking of charities, I believe we're going to do the fabric collection drive in December.
Oh,
with
sweet.
TMCC to donate unused cotton that I'm probably going to have to go in and iron, but that's okay. But we're going to donate it to the Veterans Quilting Association.
Oh, sweet. Okay, cool. Thank you for notifying me, because I have a lot of cotton. I don't need anymore.
Yeah, it has to be unused cotton.
It has I got to plenty
be,
of that.
It has to be washed.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be basically ironed.
Okay.
But other than that, I think they'll take pretty much anything. Some of them actually want it pre-cut into the size squares they want, but that's not hard because I have a rotary cutter.
Oh, sweet.
Or I'll do it by hand. It doesn't really matter. But I have 8 paper boxes full of fabric.
Yay!
I'm sure there's plenty of that in broadcloth I can donate.
I have 2 drawers full of just nothing but cotton fabric that I had 0 use for, so I think it's time for me to get rid of it.
But I am going to put up on the website when it's time, like a month ahead.
Cool.
Which will probably be next week.
Yeah.
So that if people in the metro area want to bring the fabric, I will give them, you know, an address to bring it to or an address to mail it to.
Yeah.
And I can just bring it with me to the meeting. And I can just ship a big box of fabric, hopefully, out to the veterans quilting groups.
You realize that we're going to this meeting and we're recording it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, making sure.
Yeah.
I'll be more than happy to come and assist you. Plus, I'll bring my own fabric, because I would be more than happy to donate.
I'm going to have our big-ass Canon camcorder there.
Hell yeah!
Because I'm recording the November meeting, which is a big deal, and then we're going to present the video at the December meeting. So
sweet!
Amber's going to be a filmmaker!
Yay!
Sort of, but not really.
With my help.
Yes.
I probably should change out batteries before we head to Joanne's, just to be safe.
Yes, you should. Honk.
Oh, nice. And here we are at Joanne's. Yay.
I always say that because it makes people pay attention and I won't startle them when my car alarm goes. Pigeons! Pigeons are not
so easily amused.
Pigeons are not my favorite bird. They're probably second to my least liked bird, only under grackles. That's only because grackles poop on my motorcycle.
They poop on everything.
They specifically poop all over the mirrors on my motorcycle, which I kind of need. I need my mirrors.
So basically they're taunting you.
Yes. Ooh, pretty darn.
It's that wonderful time of year. Yeah.
I think all of our listeners are probably very well aware of the infamous cinnamon cones.
We love cinnamon cones.
They're always in all the retail stores.
Stores, exactly. All right. Which way are you going, my dear?
I need home decor, which is that
way. That way.
So there's not quite the large selection of
right here. Probably not.
Okay, so I guess we can start here.
And then, hey, it's 50% off.
And we'll look for something purple-ish that does not involve terry cloth, which is that. This is, oh, it's fleece. Not
it's fleece.
And see, that would be pretty if it were not burgundy. I like the brocade.
Yeah, the brocade's pretty.
Not the mic. I don't care what it is. All right. That's pretty, too. The black on gold. Ooh. Love it. Love it. Feel the fabric.
Love the
My
fabric.
My hands are clean.
Feel and love the fabric.
Ooh, velvet. True velvet.
True velvet, yeah.
As opposed to velvet. If I can't find purple, I may have to go with a... neutral.
Yeah.
Now that I like. Even though it has sparkly in it, it's a very muted sparkly.
It's shiny.
It has metallic threads running through it.
Yep.
I dig it. That sounds like something the Radcast guys would say.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally dig it.
We totally dig it, man.
Now I'm only sad they don't have the embossed. Ooh, that's soft. Is that true leather? It feels like it. It has a buttery feel to it.
It does. Hang on, that would not be it.
It's right here.
Is this it? Interesting.
Dry clean only. Polyester.
Really?
Well, it doesn't feel like polyester. It
definitely
They've
doesn't.
Good. See, this is that opulent stuff I was talking about in the car earlier, where if you were in the Victorian age, you wouldn't let something to show off your wealth.
I personally think it's kind of fugly.
Suede. Nope. Way out of my price range. I'm going to hide the price tag.
That bad?
They're kind of all showing.
Duh. There we go.
That is way out of my... Oh, there's terry.
There's some more terry cloth.
See, I love the brocade, and it's very understated.
That's pretty.
I wouldn't even mind something like this.
That's really pretty.
I don't want it in brown and green.
I personally think that's pretty.
I don't like the stripey. I want it just like this.
She wants it like that, but guess
in purple.
What? It doesn't exist in purple. Or at least not at Joanne's.
Well, apparently it's nowhere, because I can't seem to find a place that has it. Okay, so obviously I'm not going with home decor fabric.
Yay!
Which means I'm going to have a seam up the center.
Curtains. Sad face.
No, I'm not special ordering.
We are not special ordering. That's going to be a beach.
Well, it also takes a lot of time. And this is... Well, I mean, I guess I can look. Because technically I do have curtains up there right now.
Oh, there we go. Don't go fabric shopping with me, because I always end up picking the really funny looking ones, and then, yeah, I make everybody else crack up.
Well, poop.
Off to broadcloth.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a nice
classroom. Oh, they finally got it finished.
Mm-hmm. Took them a little bit.
Yeah, it took them a long bit.
That's okay. Well, I'm also going to check the clearance because they have some home decor there.
That's a good point, yeah. Always check the clearance section. Ooh.
That's knit.
That's knit, though. Aw.
I know, which makes me very sad because that's almost the right color, too.
Why are all the nicer colors in the knits?
You see, this is kind of neat. If it weren't completely sheer, it's kind of neat.
For maybe like a 2-year-old. I know we're just big kids, but...
Well, sometimes I like to give, you know, my domicile a sense of whimsy. Because if you can't have fun at home, where can you have fun? And of course, the place that you most want to have fun when you come home after a long day at work, you want something to make you smile.
We're cosplayers. Need I say more?
It's not like I hang my cosplays up on my wall.
I say this and I have Star Wars stuff all over my room, so you know. I'm not in a beaming example.
Printless. No.
Wow, that is redonkulously stiff.
There you go. Tie-dye purple.
Tie-dye purple.
Just what I need.
Actually. Oh, it's a knit. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I knew without you pulling it. It's a peach skin. Look underneath. To make sure I don't miss a bargain. See, I like this fabric. I don't like the color.
It's a horrible color.
It's it says stretch satin, and that is not stretch satin.
Oh, far from it.
But that's the kind. See, that's
what you're looking
that's
for.
That's like peach skin. Suede. Yep. Plus, there's not enough on that bolt. Because whatever I get is gonna have to have a lot. And it looks like clearance doesn't have anything for me either.
Clearance is also a hit or miss, so I've had some pretty good luck recently with clearance.
Clearance is also good if you need little things like linings.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't matter what it looks like.
Or you don't care about the interior.
Yeah.
And there's a tub, and there's another one for Dad back here. Would you want to take a sewing class at Emily Lofton? Mom.
Do you want to take a sewing class at Emily Lofton?
For Dad.
Yeah, which one?
Whoa, they move stuff around.
Yeah. Well,
that was mean of them.
I know where stuff is. I've been in this particular location enough times.
I've been here enough times too, but certain things got moved again. That never moves.
Hey, they have Christmas prints
now. Oh, they had Christmas prints 3 months ago. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
It's Christmas. Okay, I think that's going to be the end of me. I'm going to turn this off because I need to pick out my fabric, too.
That works.
Bye. Bye for now.
Shut it down. Let's burn the roof. Let's not burn the room.
Oh my goodness.
Black Eyed Peas.
Wow. So much extra footage for me to use. Yay!
If they haven't seen enough of us from the last episode that was After Dark, they're not going to be surprised by this episode. We pulled out all the stops last episode. This is nothing.
And lots of swearing.
Oh.
That was fun.
Overall, there was a lot of swearing. Amber did not do very much swearing.
You didn't do as much as I had hoped for, but you did drop a couple. Like, you were the first one, so.
The first one recorded. I believe somebody else actually dropped one before me.
Yeah.
Which, given our company, was unsurprising, but that's okay. Wow, I don't think I could have said that any more PC.
Those are extremely PC. And we know exactly what you're talking about. And who you're talking about.
I'm a diplomat. I can be very diplomatic.
Hi, Radcast. You haven't talked to us for a while. We miss you. Feel free to Facebook us.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. I already said happy birthday on your Facebook
page.
Yeah, I know. But happy birthday. It's about 2 weeks late.
And now it's belated birthday. But hey, at least you get candy for your birthday because it was Halloween.
It was Halloween. Yay!
Speaking of which, when I go to the grocery store tomorrow, I'm going to have to see if there's anything left. I doubt it.
But it couldn't hurt to look.
It doesn't ever hurt to look. And God knows I love candy. And I love cheap candy. And I doubly love it when it's cheap candy and it's peanut butter and chocolate.
I already have all my candy. I'm set for a couple of months of cooking. Ha! Baking away. My chocolate chip cookies are going to be awesome for the next couple of months.
Yeah, one of the things I have to get tomorrow at the store is pumpkin, because I'm making pumpkin chocolate chip
cookies.
Ooh,
yeah.
Tis the season.
You'll definitely...
Cosplayers need food and energy, too.
I'm
sure...
Especially
when you're sewing.
If you don't find it on sale, I might be a little depressed. Because it should be on sale.
Eh, well. Cooking and fabric, by the way, do not go well together.
No.
Do not... So while you're waiting for something to cook or bake, if you still have dirty hands.
And I have a rule: I never eat near my fabric. It is forbidden.
I would not eat near any crafts, period, whether it's made of fabric or not.
I don't mind it, except for like paper macheing.
Well, if you're prop making, you probably don't want it around your prop.
Unless you're brave.
Even then, Murphy lives with me.
Murphy is my co-pilot.
Hey, wait a minute. Well, I guess technically I'm the pilot. I don't have a co-pilot.
I meant the generic. I mean, you know what I meant.
I was just thinking for a minute. It's like, wait a minute. Is this like the whole God is my co-pilot? Wait a second. I'm sitting next to you in the car. Does that make me Murphy?
No, Murphy is my co-pilot, and Buddha is my homeboy.
Sweet.
I have a T-shirt for that too.
So it's 72 degrees outside. It's perfect. I should be outside with my scroll saw of making props. Or resin casting.
But we're...
Because it's dry outside.
We're riding around in a car right now.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. We're making use of it.
Well, Belle's about to go back home. I still have to go run errands.
I get to go home and put more fabric tape on fabric. Yay!
I get to go to Home Depot and get more project supplies.
Yay!
Amber needs a place to put her food because they did not gift her with a pantry. And then, if I have any time after homework and putting stuff up, then I can start addressing my curtain project. Speaking of which, we didn't film that part.
No.
I bought fabric at Joann's. I bought all of what they had left of this particular bolt.
And you can kind of see my... There's my mess.
Yeah.
Two things of fabric, and I got like 6 spools of thread.
Yeah, I ended up getting 2 spools of thread for my curtains, and I'll have to hopefully... I will be praying that this thing works, and I will just have to make really, really small seams.
Like I said, we can add some fun trim to it.
No trim.
I think she should add some trim to her curtains. She doesn't like the idea.
Trim is for cosplay, not
No! You can add trim to curtains. You can add trim to anything.
They'll be embroidered.
You can add trim. You can add trim to anything.
I don't want trim on my curtains, especially near my crafting area, because I would be prone to pull it off.
We're going to do
something
with them.
Not voluntarily. Involuntarily, something would catch on it and I would yank it off.
We'll do something with them.
No. When you start paying a portion of my rent, then you can actually change.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so apparently we're not doing something with them.
Not to my curtains.
But we will.
Yeah, for our next contest, we can have people submit curtain designs.
Ah!
Whoever has the best one that Amber chooses, then they can win the gift card.
I love this.
That's not happening. I will have made my curtains by the time we do the contest.
Email your submissions at podcast@cotspot.org.
Speaking of contests, that is coming up.
Yeah, we got to figure out something. We need to get a new icon for our Facebook page. That's what we really need.
We need a lot of new things.
Okay, here was my suggestion. I thought it'd be really cute if we had, like, chibi characters of the two of us in costume. Like, there is one of her and me as Lena and Amelia.
As a picture.
As a,
an actual picture.
And I think that would be really cute if they chibied us and in the costumes.
In those costumes, yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm thinking a Facebook photo or something that we can add to our website banner. That'd be kind of cute. Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, if you're a chibi artist, get in touch with us because we would love to talk terms.
We want to be chibi-fied.
Yes. Or even if it was just chibis of us normally in costume, like not with wigs or anything, but just us dressed up in costume. So you could tell it's still us.
Us, yeah.
Because I know if you chibied me as Lena Inverse, you could just draw chibi Lena Inverse and it would have nothing to do with me.
It would have, yeah.
So us dressed up as the characters without wigs.
So we probably still have our glasses on and everything.
Yeah, we probably still have glasses on.
I think that's really, that's one of both of our defining characteristics.
I am blind as a bat without my glasses.
Oh, damn, don't even get me started. Man, we can't do crap without our glasses
on. It makes cosplay difficult.
And see, I am blessed with such horrible astigmatism that I can't wear contacts, so.
I have sensitive eyes to where I can't stand putting things in my eyes.
That sucks, doesn't it?
Plus, I have really bad astigmatism, too. Although my doctor says that I could wear contacts if I really wanted to, but I don't really want to stick things in my eyes.
Just the idea creeps me out.
That notion doesn't creep me out. What creeps me out is the notion of getting an eyelash stuck in my eye and I can't rub them.
Oh.
Or I can't get the eyelash out, it gets stuck to my contact. And that's what kind of squicks me out.
So on that wonderful note, we'll come up with a contest soon. This is Val.
This is Amber. Bye.